I love this movie. Jeff Goldblum is so sexy.
Pass the popcorn.
Whoa, a stegosaur. Check out his back.
The stegosaur was a real dinosaur, you know. Most kids know it by the double row of bony plates it had on its back. But new evidence shows its main weapon was actually its tail.
Its tail? How does a dinosaur fight with its tail?
Stegosaurus could hit you with it. Bonk.
No way.
Way. Frank Sanders and his colleagues at the Denver Museum of Natural History did a study where they were examining the meter-long spikes that came out of a stegosaur's tail.
3-foot spikes?
The spikes seem to be made of the same stuff as horns and claws. And while a tail may seem like a pretty unwieldy weapon, Stegosaurus could only flex its tail up and down by a few degrees. When it bonked you good.
How good?
More than 1,000 times air pressure, all concentrated in one spot. Sanders has discovered a tail bone of an allosaur, that's a meat-eating dinosaur that might have tried to make a snack out of a stegosaur, with a hole in it the size of a silver dollar. Sanders says the force of the stegosaur tail could have been enough to punch through the hide and even bone, and could well be the source of the hole in the allosaur tail.
Did he happen to say anything about Jeff Goldblum's tail?
Not that I know of. This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by William Orem, with help from James Farlow at Indiana University, Purdue University, Fort Wayne. For A Moment of Science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.